Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Anuja Kumar. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to embark on a three-day official visit to Russia and Austria today. Hemant Soren government to seek trust vote in Jharkhand Assembly today. National Testing Agency releases answer keys for CUET UG 2024 exam. IMD forecasts heavy rain along West Coast, Northeast, East India and Uttar Pradesh during next 5 days. Exit polls predict hung parliament in French elections. Left bloc takes top spot ahead of far right. And India's Avinash Sable sets new national record in 300 meters steeplechase at Paris Diamond League in France. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a three-day official visit to Russia and Austria today. In the first leg of his visit, Mr. Modi will be in Moscow for the 22nd annual summit between India and Russia. The annual summit would provide an opportunity to Prime Minister Modi and Russian President Vladimir Putin to review the whole range of bilateral issues, including defense, trade linkages, investment ties, energy cooperation, education, culture, and people-to-people exchanges. They will also share perspectives on regional and global developments of mutual interest. Both leaders will also assess the status of bilateral engagements in groupings such as BRICS, Shanghai Cooperation Organization, G20, East Asia Summit, and the UN. The Russian president will host a private dinner for the Prime Minister today. Tomorrow, the Prime Minister's interactions would include an interface with the Indian community in Russia. He will also lay a wreath at the tomb of the unknown soldier in Kremlin and visit the Rustam Pavilion at the exhibition venue in Moscow. These engagements will be followed by restricted-level talks between the two leaders, which will then be followed by delegation-level talks. Briefing media earlier this week, Foreign Secretary Vinay Quatra said that India-Russia have a special and privileged partnership since 2020, which has remained resilient in the wake of multiple geopolitical challenges. He added that the annual summit between the two leaders is the highest mechanism to steer and drive the cooperation between India and Russia.
Prime Minister is scheduled to arrive in Moscow in the late afternoon of 8 July. President Putin will host a private dinner for Honorable Prime Minister on the day of arrival. The next day, Honorable Prime Minister's interactions would include an interface with the Indian community in Russia. Prime Minister will also lay a wreath at the tomb of the unknown soldier in Kremlin. And thereafter, Honorable Prime Minister will visit the Rosatom Pavilion at the exhibition venue in Moscow. These engagements will be followed by a restricted level talk between the two leaders.
Talking to media, Indian Ambassador to Russia, Vinay Kumar termed the visit as very significant, saying it is taking place after a gap of 3 years.
The visit is in the framework of our annual exchange of presidential and prime minister visit that we have annual summits. And so the context is bilateral. But certainly global issues will be discussed. In last 3 years, trade have crossed $65 billion. We have two challenges. One, to balance the trade, because trade is very heavily in favor of the Russian side. So expanding India's trade basket, while at the same time finding ways and means to sustain this growth in bilateral trade.
In the second leg of his two-nation tour, the Prime Minister will be visiting Austria from 9th to 10th of this month at the invitation of the Chancellor of Austria. This will be the Prime Minister's first visit to Austria. He will hold restricted delegation-level talks with the Chancellor of Austria, as well as a high-level business engagement. The Hemant Soren government will seek trust vote in Jharkhand Legislative Assembly today. A special session of the Assembly has been convened for the purpose. The session is scheduled to begin at 11 a.m. Chief Minister Hemant Soren has instructed all JMM MLAs to be present in the House. JMM's allies, Congress, RJD and CPI-ML have also instructed their MLAs to be present in the House during the vote of trust. More from our correspondent.
In 81-member Jharkhand Assembly, 5 seats are vacant. Support of 39 MLAs is required to win the vote of confidence. Ruling Alliance has support of 46 legislators, which include 27 from JMM, 17 from Congress, and 1 each from RJD and CPI-ML. On the other hand, 27 MLAs are in opposition, comprising 24 from BJP and 3 from AJSU. 3 MLAs are independent. Before taking oath, Chief Minister Hemant Soren had submitted a letter of support of 44 MLAs to Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan. Oath ceremony of ministers is likely to be held after winning vote of confidence in the assembly. New faces are likely to be included in cabinet. With K.K. Lal from Jharkhand, Byak, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The National Testing Agency, NTA, has released answer keys for the Common University Entrance Test Undergraduate, CUET UG 2024. The window for students to challenge the answer keys is open till tomorrow. Release of answer keys sets the stage for announcement of results. The results are expected to be announced within a week. The answer key provides their candidates with an approximate idea of their scores and chances of admission to the 261 participating universities. President Draupadi Murmu, who is on a four-day tour to Odisha, will visit the historic Udaygiri Caves in Bhubaneswar today. Udaygiri Caves are famous for the Hathi Gumpha inscription, which is carved out in Brahmi script. This inscription starts out with Jain Namokar Mantra and highlights various military campaigns undertaken by Karavela, a great monarch of Kalinga, the ancient name of Odisha. President Murmu will also interact with the students of Bibhuti Kanungo College of Art and Crafts and Utkal University of Culture during her visit. She will also inaugurate the Divine Retreat Center of Brahma Kumaris at Haridamara village near Bhubaneswar and launch the Lifestyle for Sustainability campaign. In Odisha, the pulling of chariots in the world-famous Rath Yatra of Lord Jagannath, Lord Balbhadra, Devi Subhadra and Lord Sudarshan in the holy town of Puri will resume today. The pulling of the chariots to the Sri Gundicha temple at Saradhabali in Puri was halted yesterday as per the tradition after the sunset. The three chariots, Nandi Ghosha of Lord Jagannath, Devadalana of Devi Subhadra and Lord Sudarshan and Taladhvaj of Lord Balbhadra, were halted at different places of the Grand Trunk Road of Puri yesterday, from where they will be pulled again by millions of devotees who have come from across the world to witness the Holy Trinity's journey to their maternal aunt, Goddess Gundicha Devi's temple. This year, the Rath Yatra is being held for 2 days due to specific celestial arrangements, a rarity last seen in 1971. Elaborate arrangements, including security, have been made to conduct the annual festival peaceful and smooth. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at EIR News Alerts. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rain along west coast, many parts of northeast and east India and Uttar Pradesh during the next 5 days. Met Department said there is likelihood of isolated extremely heavy rainfall in Bihar and Odisha today. Assam and Meghalaya are also likely to witness rainfall on the 10th and 11th of this month. The IMD has issued an orange alert for heavy rain and thunderstorms in Mumbai, suburban Mumbai, Palghar, Thane, Raigarh and Ratnagiri districts. The IMD has sounded a yellow alert for various districts of central Maharashtra. Several parts of Mumbai have been inundated due to incessant heavy rains and vehicular traffic in the city has been affected. The suburban trains are running with a delay of 10 to 15 minutes. In Uttar Pradesh, heavy rain in many parts of the state and water released into rivers from various dams and barrages has made flood-like situation in low-lying areas. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath has ordered officials to provide compensation to the flood victims within 24 hours. More from our correspondent.
Many parts of the state are witnessing torrential rain from last 24 hours. Flood situation has developed in low-lying areas due to heavy rainfall in Nepal. Sharda River in Lakhimpur district witnessed heavy water discharge and the immediately affected villagers were successfully shifted to safe areas yesterday. Teams of SDRF have been pushed for relief and rescue work. In two big rescue operations, 74 people were saved by SDRF in flood-affected areas in Shravasti and Kushinagar districts also. As per the Relief Commissioner's Office, at least 12 people lost their lives in rain-related incidents in the state in last 24 hours. Met Department has predicted heavy rain in central and eastern part of the state in the next 24 hours. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashwani News, Lucknow.
Heavy rains have battered the Kumaon region of Uttarakhand, leading to widespread flooding, inundation, waterlogging, structural damage to homes, road submersion, uprooted trees and other significant impacts. In Punjab, the first plant clinic and soil testing laboratory of the state has been established in Moga with a grant from the Niti Aayog. The clinic will provide free soil testing and plant disease diagnosis services to farmers. A report.
Moga district is among in the aspirational districts of the country, and this clinic equipped with modern equipment is a part of development by Niti Aayog in the area. The clinic has been set up with a total cost of 1 crore 25 lakh rupees. The latest machine here can analyze soil samples and provide detailed reports on nutrient content, pH levels and other parameters. The clinic will also have a plant doctor who will examine diseased plant samples and provide advice to farmers on how to manage disease and pests. The farmers will be able to get their soil tested and receive expert advice on how to improve its fertility, thereby increasing their yields and incomes. Shishu Sharma Shantal, Akashwani News, Jalandhar.
In international news, in France, exit polls from the parliamentary elections predict a hung parliament with the left bloc New Popular Front NFP coalition securing the most seats in the second round. President Emmanuel Macron's centrist Ensemble Alliance has come in second, while the far-right National Rally, RN, follows in third place. None of the coalitions have enough seats to secure a majority. The exit poll breakdown from multiple media houses shows that the NFP coalition is projected to win between 175 and 205 seats in the National Assembly. This puts the NFP on the top spot, but far short of an absolute majority in the Parliament. On to sports. In athletics, India's Avinash Sable sets a new national record in 3,000-meter steeplechase at the Paris Diamond League in France last evening. The star steeplechase player bettered his own record by more than a second. Sable finished sixth at the event with a timing of 8 minutes and 9.91 seconds. In a bilingual live phone-in program, Public Speak, at 9:30 p.m. tonight, we will bring an insightful discussion on National Stop Diarrhea Campaign 2024 with Dr. Shobhana Gupta, Deputy Commissioner and in charge of Child Health and Rashtriya Bal Swasthya Karyakram in Ministry of Health and Family Welfare, and Dr. Govind K. Makharia, Professor of Gastroenterology, AIIMS, New Delhi. During the program, listeners will have the opportunity to pose questions to our guests related to diarrhea. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Subhadra Ramachandran.
Thank you, Anuja. As Modi heads to Moscow for the 22nd India-Russia Annual Summit, the Tribune states, dinner at Putin's dacha, discharge of Indians and Russian army on table. India said to bring four armored cars for foreign leaders, reports in the Sun Times. India plans underwater research lab to explore marine life to be set up in Indian Ocean under its deep ocean mission sites, the Economic Times. The Indian Express notes about social media platforms brimming with posts from Indians traveling to Central Asia and Vietnam as they become the new buzzing destinations on Indian tourist map. For the first time, with 20 vacation benches set up during summer break, SE clears a record nearly 1,200 cases, writes the Times of India. And finally, the humble town of Mehsana has attracted global attention, becoming India's potato capital, supplying its various potato specialities to global brands and Indian companies, writes the Pioneer. With that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Subhadra. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to embark on a three-day official visit to Russia and Austria today. Hemant Soren government to seek trust vote in Jharkhand Assembly today. National Testing Agency releases answer keys for CUET UG 2024 exam. IMD forecasts heavy rain along west coast, northeast, east India and Uttar Pradesh during next 5 days. Exit polls predict hung parliament in French elections. Left bloc takes top spot ahead of far right. And India's Avinash Sable sets new national record in 3,000 meters steeplechase at Paris Diamond League in France. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.